Log Talk Radio.
There is power, power, what worthy power in the blood of the man. God bless you. Power, power, what worthy power in the precious blood of the man. There is power, power, what worthy power in the blood of the man.
Oh,
We thank God for all of that. Amen. And that's good. Amen. We're not looking to have the most viewers. Amen. But we thank God for it. But our will and purpose, amen, is not to let the name go down. Amen. Amen. There's an old song that says, don't let his name go down. Do what you can, amen, to lift up his name, but don't you let his name go down, amen. On behalf of my precious wife, amen, and her absence on this morning, we've been doing a tag team. On Friday night, she had to stand in my stead, amen. Thank God for all of you that was there supporting on Friday night, that was in service on Friday night. Amen, my wife had to pull the rope, amen, had to toe the line. On Friday night, amen, and this morning is my turn again to toe the line. Y'all know me, those that's been around me anytime, y'all know how I am with my family, amen. And Zach has been, he's joined the travel ball team. Zach is playing on two baseball teams now. He's playing on a local team and he's playing on a travel team, amen. Y'all know Macho, he plays on a travel team also. Amen. But this morning, Zach has a game. Amen. Give me the other. Amen. Zach has a game this morning, so my wife had to take Zach to his game. They're in Alpharetta. Amen. This morning, they're in Alpharetta. They just left a little while ago. Zach has a game at 12:30 this morning. So my children, Zach, and my wife are together, and I'm here. Amen. Deal with the other portion of my family, amen. We have Brother Ice Pick, amen. Brother Ice Pick is here this morning. He's going from the keyboard. He's playing a little bit of the keyboard this morning, and he's playing the drums. He's on the drums now. He's ready for his daddy to preach, amen. Also, my firstborn, Maria, she's here, amen. She's here with us, amen, playing the drums, amen. And then my baby girl, Pamela, amen, she's here. Also, amen. So we're yet here, and we're here to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. So y'all continue to keep the other portion of my family. Keep them in prayer as they are in Alpharetta for the baseball game. Amen. But the word of God is still alive and well. Amen. And we used to say everything is going down, but the word of God. So let's turn real quickly to the book of St. Mark. The 5th chapter, amen, I already see, amen. God bless you, Deacon Berg. I see some of our deacons are in, amen. I think I've seen Elder Stokes, amen, one of our elders, amen, our evangelist. I see Evangelist Stanton, she's here. Evangelist Stokes, amen, I've seen her, amen. And all of you, Sister Kenya, amen. God bless all of you, amen. We just want to call your attention to St. Mark, the 5th chapter, verse number 27. A very familiar passage of scripture. You've been in church any time, amen, been to Sunday school, been in any Bible study, you are familiar with this topic, with this text on today. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Stephen. Amen. Our sister, our evangelist all the way in Texas. Amen. We see her. I see you this morning. God bless you. All right. Let's preach. Amen. Let's preach and teach. Amen. And see what the Lord has to say to the church on today. St. Mark, the 5th chapter, I would like to call your attention to verse number 27. I'd like to call your attention to verse number 27. St. Mark, the 5th chapter, verse 27. Amen. Just want to start out by reading one verse. Would you help me read it this morning, right where you are while you're drinking your coffee, eating your eggs and bacon? We just want to read this one scripture, and then we'll give our topic, amen, and we'll move a little farther. St. Mark, the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 5th chapter, verse number 27. Read it with me. Read. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Kenya. She got it on the screen. Let's read that. Let's read that one more time. St. Mark, the 5th chapter, verse number 27. Read it. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Amen. We're going to take a topic, a simple but impactful this morning, look at a neighbor if you got one and say, neighbor, keep pressing on. Amen, amen. Find another neighbor. Look at them. Push them if they're close enough to her, close enough to you, and tell them, say, neighbor, don't give up now. Keep pressing on. Now clap your hands like you're going to keep pressing on. Come on. Clap your hands right where you are. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you now, and we ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And every heart shout, amen.
Amen.
Come on, shout amen again.
Amen.
We thank God that we are going to keep pressing on. Amen. We are living in a time now where people are losing hope and trust in God like never before. And not just talking about worldly. God bless you, Minister Tolbert. Not just talking about the world folks, not the worldly people, but I'm talking about us tongue talkers and plea walkers, us binders and loosers, us name it. Some of y'all name it and claim it, grab it and blab it type folk. That we are not living a life that exemplifying what God requires according to his word. Because things are more difficult and times have changed like never before, we seemingly are losing hope and trust in God. Yes, times are more difficult, and as we stated, our changes are seemingly for the worst. In some of our lives, it seems like every time you turn around, there's something else happening. Every time you turn on the news, there's bad news, especially now with this election things going on. It seems like every commercial, you got a Democrat, Lord help me this morning, talking about a Republican. Amen. The next commercial, you got the Republicans talking about the Democrats. I mean, it seems like just everywhere at all. You listen to one preacher, he may be talking about another preacher. You listen to the other preacher, you know what I'm saying. You get on one phone call with the sister or brother you thought it was supposed to be proud conference call, and end up running and turning to a gossip station. So this brother's talking about that brother. This sister's talking about this sister, and it seems like things have become more difficult. Now, you're looking for somebody that can help you pray through. You're looking for somebody that can help you reach God. God bless you, Sister Daly. I see you, Elder Taylor. You're looking and searching for somebody that's still in touch with God. And seemingly now we can't find many folk like we could years ago. Now, years ago you had mothers that you could call on, and these mothers was not too busy to pray with you, to give you a scripture. They weren't too busy to explain what God is saying. But now you got mothers that are trying to be friendly, and you got more mothers in that's supposed to be mothers in Zion that are gossiping, and amen, and the old folks, they running numbers, drinking liquor, smoking more cigarettes, my Lord, help me here, gossiping, amen, cheating and lying, fault-finding and backstabbing, amen, and things just seem to be more difficult than before. If you ever made a start, I just want to tell you, if you ever made a start towards God, you already came too far. Would you look at a neighbor if you got one and say, neighbor, if you made a start towards God, you already came too far. Just look at somebody and say, the truth of the matter is, I've came too far to turn around now. So if you made a start towards God, you already went too far to turn around. Don't be deceived. Come on, people of God. Don't you dare be deceived by what you see. Don't you be deceived by what you hear. Don't you be deceived by what's going on in someone else's house. Don't be deceived by what's going on in someone else's life.
your mind that you're going to hold on to God with all you got. Make up in your mind that you're going all the way with the Lord. Have your mind made up. The old folks say my heart is fixed and my mind is made up. I'm going all the way with the Lord. It's dangerous times now. People ain't praying like they used to pray. It's dangerous times now. Folks not fasting the way we used to fast. It's dangerous times. I've been preaching already, but I'm going to slow down. But it's dangerous times now. Amen. We used to go to the church and knew that there was power in the messages. We knew that there was power in the praises. We knew that there was power in the testimonies. But now when you go, you don't know what you're going to get. My God, as a matter of fact, nowadays, not every church, but in a lot of churches, you go to church at your own risk. You never know what you're going to get. You never know what kind of word. Oh, my God, you better hope the man, the preacher, whoever he or she is, even go into the book. Amen. Now there's a famine in the land. Not for, amen, hamburgers and hot dogs. There's a famine in the land, not for steaks and ribeyes, not for fish and filet on mean. Amen, filet mignon. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But there's a famine for the word of God. Amen. How many of you know that if you're going to stand in this hour, you're going to need the word of God? If you're going to make it in this hour, you're going to need the word of God. Somebody declared God's word. I believe it was David that declared God's word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We seemingly are living in the dark age right now. Amen. And in the only way for the world to know that God is still alive is for us, the people of God, to let our light so shine. Let your light shine on your job. Let your light shine in your community. Let your light, my God, let your light shine in your home. Let your children see your light. Let your siblings see your light. Let your boss see your light. Let your co-workers see. Lord, I feel it. Lord, help me. Lord, help me this morning. Let the world see your light. Don't you understand that we are the salt, amen, of the earth. We are the salt. The salt is a preserver. If you look at anything, how they butchers, how they do meat, then they put the meat in the salt to preserve it. In other words, to keep it fresh. Even when they freeze it, they'll put the salt in it. They'll pack it with the salt so that it can keep. So when you go to buy the meat, it won't be small. It won't be bad. And that's what we're doing now. The saints, we got to remember that we're the salt. And if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? In other words, how, amen, will our children, amen, if those of us that been with God and now we begin to lose hope, what do you think is going to happen to our children if we stop walking with God? Those of us that been in the way for a while, if we lose hope in God, what do you believe is going to happen to the next generation? What do you think is going to happen to the generation after that? But if God has charged the people of God to remember now the Creator in the days of our youth, it's our job to train up our children in the way that they should go. Amen. Teach your children about the God of the Bible. Amen. There are many false gods in the world. Amen. Matter of fact, any other God outside of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there is a false God. That's a God, amen, that's made by man. But the God that we love, Lord, help me here. All right. Let me get through with this. Amen. For we know that faint to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But the one that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. All right? Now, let's look. Let's go through this, amen, for a moment. Look back at verse number 25. Look back at verse 25. Let's see here. All right? We in St. Mark, the 5th chapter. Let's look at verse 25. Let's see what took place, and then I'll be out of your way. All right? And a certain woman was an important, her name. Okay? And a certain woman which had an issue of blood, how many years? 12 years. Okay? She had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. We don't see anywhere in here where the Lord is introducing or saying you shouldn't go to the doctor. Okay? Amen. Truth of the matter, especially with black folk, amen, black men in particular, amen, a lot of us would live a lot better, be a lot healthier if we went to the doctor.
Yeah.
If we got a yearly checkup or so, amen. A lot of times you don't know that there could be possibly things going on in your body until you go and get checked out, amen. Stop just saying, well, I'm all right. I feel like, no, that's a thing. Sometimes you just need to go. So this scripture is not saying, amen, because you love God and because you're a believer that you shouldn't go to the hospital, that you shouldn't go get a checkup. That's not what it's saying. It's as simple as saying this woman had kind of did. She did all she could to try to help herself get better. And that's what happened. You got to do all you're supposed to do. Look at a neighbor. If you got one and say, neighbor, you do your part.
Neighbor.
And then God will do the rest. Amen. What you can't do, then you trust God to do. But you must do your part.
Right. Okay?
So she had suffered many things of many physicians. In other words, she had tried to do, amen, what the, you know, what she had went to the doctor. Let me bring it to us. Amen. And the instructions of the what the doctors told her to do, she followed the directions. Amen. Now you go to the doctor, don't be rebuking the doctor and casting the doctor to hell. The doctor is only telling you, amen, based on his or her knowledge, what you need to do in order to get better. Y'all ain't gonna help me this morning. Don't be rebuking, don't be slapping your doctor, don't be speaking all in tongues. Amen. No, the doctor is there for a reason. So this young lady, she had did all she can, went to the physicians. No doubt she followed the directions, amen, that was given to her. Amen. So she had suffered many things from many physicians, amen, and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. She did all she could. She did her part, amen, but it didn't get better. Okay? It didn't get better. She kept getting worse. And now she's at a point, amen, of no return. She's at a point of desperate. When folk get desperate, amen, you don't you say what you won't do. Amen. When you get desperate, you'll do things you said you never do.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So she had got desperate. Amen. And when she, look at verse 27, I'm moving on through here. And when she had heard of Jesus, she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Amen. In other words, she had heard the noise. There was a noise being made. Amen. And I got a problem with saints that don't make noise.
Yeah.
I got a problem with people that claim to know God, people that claim to know Jesus. Amen. Folks that say, I'm a friend of God. Amen. But you don't make no noise. Can't nobody tell that you are a believer. Can't nobody tell that you sanctify. Can't nobody tell that you got joy. Don't invite me to your house. Don't invite me to your party. Amen. If it's a booth party, if it's a misery party. Amen. We know misery loves company. Amen. But this young lady, she had did her part, but she did not grow any better. But the Bible, the time that she yet grew worse. Amen. So now she hears that Jesus is coming through the city. Jesus was on his way to Jairus, I believe it was, to help Jairus out. Amen. But while he was going from one place to the other, there had to be a pit stop. There had to be, and don't you always in mess, when your name is always caught up in stuff, amen, and it's just bad when you wondering how your name keeps in this stuff, but everybody else knows you're the one that keeps starting stuff, amen, but if you find yourself in these positions, the truth of the matter, you're in the wrong position to be touched or to touch Jesus. Look at a neighbor to God and say, change your position, change your posture, change your language, change your attitude, change how you look at people, change how you respond to people. So this young lady here, she heard in verse 27, she heard of Jesus. She came in the press behind. She came in the press. In the audience, the press. She came in, you know, historically, amen, back in those times, and even before Frank and Sister Tamika, there you go, change of position. We understand that historically, if a woman had an issue of blood, Lord help me, amen, to all my sisters, amen, God bless you, amen, but even if it's that certain time of the month, you were considered unclean, y'all ain't gonna help me. Amen. You couldn't be in the tabernacle. Amen. You couldn't be in certain places until, amen, your issue had been dealt with. And y'all remember we just preached about Bathsheba and David and Bathsheba being in a place of cleansing herself. Y'all help me. Amen. Purifying herself. Amen. Making herself ready again to be amongst the fellowship. Amen. Not having to be withdrawn when you had, when it was that time of the month or you had an issue of blood, you was considered unclean. Amen. So this young lady, knowing historically the position that she was in, she understood that I must change my position. And if I lost, if I can just change my position, amen, that I can make changes in my life. Amen. I just want to speak to somebody out there, amen, to encourage you. You change your position. Change the way you are. Change the way you act. Change the way you look at folks. Change your ideology and come close, draw closer to God. And when you change your position, then God can change you. But you got to take the first step. The Bible declares, love him in. Amen. If you draw nigh unto God, let me teach you, then God will draw nigh unto you.
That's right.
So this woman changes. That I might preach that the next time. Change your position. This woman, when she had heard from Jesus, came in the press, came in the crowd. A place that she knows she should not have been, but because she's desperate now. Because she's desperate. She understands I got to get through the crowd. Some of you, the reason why you can't get to Jesus is because you're concerned about the crowd. The reason why some of you, you're concerned about the crowd of your family. What are my siblings? What are my children? What is my spouse? What are they going to say about me? Don't you understand when you die, ain't nobody in the coffin but you, and perhaps it's a tragedy, and it's you and somebody else that die together, and perhaps they bury you together, you still stand before God by yourself. What is that crowd that's stopping you? Is it the crowd of alcohol? Is it the crowd of drugs? Is it the crowd of women? Is it the crowd of men that's keeping you? Is it a crowd of sex? Whether it's sexual perversion, whether it's homosexuality, whether it's lesbianism, is it fornication? What is this thing? What is this crowd that's keeping you from pressing through to touch Jesus, the only one? Amen. After you done tried everything else, there's only one solution to your problem, and Jesus is the solution to your problem. What's your crowd this morning? Oh, that's another message. What's your crowd? What's your press? heavenly God. Get rid of the crowd.
All right, I got to get through. Y'all don't like y'all don't like this type of preaching. When she had heard, that Jesus, when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. In Matthew 9 and 20, it says she touched the hem. Let's deal with the hem and the hem. When she came in the press. Mara, turn this one down, son. When she came in the press, okay? She came in the press. For she, came in the press and touched his garment. Number three, I'm trying to work with this one. Turn it down a little bit more. All right, turn it up a little bit. Trying to get these mics right so I can go do what I need to do. Amen. Let's try that. She came.
No, let's turn that one off.
She came. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press. I'll stick with this. Thank you. Came in the press behind and touched his garment. As we stated, Matthew, the 9th chapter, verse 20 says, she touched the heel. The H-E-M, she touched the hem, the border of his garment. If we can get to the place of pressing through the crowd to touch the hem, the H-E-M, then we are able to touch him, the H-I-M. See, we must understand there's a crowd of people, there's issues, there are places, there are things going on in our life, but we must have a goal in mind that we got to at least get close enough to touch the H-E-M, the heel. Because of the press, because of everybody, all the situations, she didn't have in mind to touch him, the H-I-M. Her goal was to reach his heel, the H-E-M. Her goal was to say, she said to herself, no doubt, I just got to get close enough.
Yeah.
Oh. If I can get close enough and touch the heel, H-E-M, then I believe in my faith. I believe in all my power in my spirit. If I can get to the H-E-M, then something will happen that will affect the H-I-M. All you got to do is get to the H-E-M, get close enough, amen, get close enough to the heel. If you touch the heel, then something miraculous will happen, and you will automatically touch heel.
Oh,
some of y'all been tricked and been bamboozled, amen, thinking you got to, amen, roll all over, amen, you got to, amen. Throw up and spin up and throw up. I know we've been taught a whole bunch of stuff. Amen. We've been turned. We done get a whole bunch of stuff. Amen. But the bottom line is we just got to get close enough to the H-E-M, the heel. Amen. And if we touch the H-E-M, we will automatically trigger something in the H-I-M, the
Lord, I thank God for the Rogers Front Church this morning. Lord, help me.
She said, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. I'm trying to, Sister Martin. I'm trying to make a claim. I see that, Sister Ashley. The question is, are you close enough? Lord, y'all, break down that. Y'all help me preach. Y'all have to be teaching this morning. That's a good question. Are you close enough? Or have you allowed the crowd, the press, to keep you in a distance? I can't, they don't do that there. They're going to say this about me.
ain't gonna run, ain't gonna shout, ain't gonna dance. And since we're not in the building as we normally would, some of you, even in your own home, you're allowing the crowd, the press, amen, your family, your immediate family, to keep you, amen, at a distance. How can you not run and shout and jump in your own home? Where you pay the bills. Where you the shot caller, you the big baller. Amen. Where you got pictures of Jesus, whether he's the black Jesus or the white Jesus, all around your house. Amen. Here we are here dancing. Amen. And praising God. Amen. And you won't do nothing because of the press. If you can't shout in your home, then you definitely don't need to be shouting in another building. If you can't preach and praise God in your own home with your own wife or your husband or your children, then you don't need to do nothing to put on no show for the outside. Let the show start on the inside. Are you close enough?
Lord, let me. Lord, praise God, man. I thought y'all helped me this morning. I like that.
In your own house. So what? Let your children need to see you act up some for the Lord. Now our children don't know how to do nothing but lean with it and rock with it. They know all the last dances. They know all the latest dances. But you put on some church music, you put on some celebrations, you put on some praise music, your children don't know what to do. Ice Pick, God bless him. Amen. He's got such an audience. Amen. I mean, white folk, black folk, everybody, they know him as the little praiser with the helmet on, with the baseball helmet on. Why? Because we don't sit him down. This ain't no show. We want y'all to see how we do.
Right.
We want you to see. We training up children in the way that they should go. All my children don't mind praising God because they see their mom and daddy doing it. They don't see me bankhead bouncing. I used to, you know, I used to throw it out there and roll it out a little bit. You know, I used to bankhead bounce a little bit. Okay? But they don't see me doing the spanky leg. You know, all these other dances. You know, only know. Ella Taylor may know all these dances. Ella Bluette. Ella Starks may know. Ella Oliver may know these dances, but I don't know them dances. I know Ella Bluette can crip walk a little bit. Amen. But I'm just saying. Amen. Let me get back to him before I lose y'all. Amen. Amen. But your children ought to see it. Don't let the crowd, don't let the press is the crowd, don't let nobody stop you from reaching Jesus. So the question that Sister Ashley, Sister Lovelady asked, are you close enough?
Yeah.
That's a question you ask yourself right where you are. Are you close enough to touch the hill? H-E-L. Yeah. Amen. Verse 28, for she said, if I made her goal, here, I told you about her goal. Here it is. She said, verse 28, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, if I may just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. If I can get, Sister Ashley, if I can get Evangelist Snow, she said, if I can get close enough to reach the border. To reach the H-E-L. Some say she's on the knees. Just, you know, she had to be low because the hill, the border is down low. So she had to get low. That's some of our problems. We're too high. It'll take Pastor Limitate at my daddy's church, preached a message, said you're too high, come down. Some of us were too high. We're too prideful. We're too arrogant. We won't humble ourselves to come low. We would remain at Jesus' face, but we refuse to get at Jesus' feet. I know you can get in his face, but I want to know if you can get at his feet.
Yeah.
get at his feet, where he can tell you what he needs from you. That he needs you to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He needs for you to walk right. He needs for you to talk right. He needs for you to live right. Amen. And not in the mix. Amen. And everybody else, but in front of your own family. Y'all heard me say down through the years, now I'm taking it back. Before I take it back, I add more to it. Amen. Hallelujah. It'll be good on my dying day. It'll be all right if y'all say I'm a good pastor. But that don't mean much to me. I will thank you. I'm thanking you now. But y'all know me. What means more is that my wife can say, I was a good husband. Take it. Write a note. Take a picture of this. It means more than my children can say. Not that I was a great daddy to all the other children in the church or in the community, but that they have a great daddy at home. That before I was going trying to save and witness to everybody else, I was trying to save and witness and live a life in front of my own children. A lot of us got it backwards. I've been saying this for years, but God has blessed us now when we're reaching down this ball. Stop wanting to be great outside your home and first be great in your own home. That's to all you preachers, all you evangelists, all you apostles and bishops, all these other titles, even all you archbishops and chief apostles. You great to everybody else, but your children can't stand you. It's a crowd. It's a crowd. You done placed a crowd around Jesus that now your children can't even get to Jesus. Ooh, that's free. That's free. Parents, be careful not to put a crowd, a press around Jesus so your children can't even see the Jesus that you're talking about. You see, you go to one thing and say one thing in the church, but when you get home, amen, they don't know who you are. You're a transformer. They don't know if you bumblebee. They don't know who's another transformer. They don't know if you Optimus Prime, who else? Amen. Bumblebee, yeah, they don't know who you are. And then your children, the dog don't like you, but you're just in church. Praising God. Speaking in tongues. Doing all that, but you get home and the fish won't even blow no more bubbles. The fish go in the, amen, go in the little fish house and won't come out. The cat won't be out. The dog won't bow out. Your spouse don't know who you are. And your children go in the room and lock the door. At least you, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, they don't know what to take. Lord, let me get through here. All right. I done held y'all long enough. Sister Tamika, don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me, Tamika. Amen. God bless you. All right, let's get through here. And verse 28, I'm closer through here. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Amen. If I can just touch but his clothes. Brother Stephen, I'm trying to tell the truth. Just pray for me. I got to get through here. And verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up straightway, immediately. Straightway. She didn't have to touch him, H-I-M. Her faith touched the H-I-M. But she physically touched the H-E-M, the him.
Right.
Your faith touches him. Your faith touches him. Somebody put that out there. My faith will touch him, the H-I-M. But I,
am. If I, God bless you, can just touch him, the H-E-M, if I can just touch his heel, then I'll need my faith. Just hold it. I'll tell you when to get there. Some don't think I can preach without a keyboard or organ. But if I can just physically touch his heel, then my faith can touch heal. Hopefully you got it by now. But let me just in case some of you are a little slower than somebody else. If I can physically just get close enough to touch heal, touch his heel, then I can, by faith, touch him, the H-I-M. Ain't the Lord all right? The Bible declares it straightway, the fountain, here we are, of her blood, verse 29, was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She knew immediately that a change had taken place in her life. Is there anybody here that can remember the day and remember the hour when there was a change in your life? Is there anybody here that can recall when you reached out and touched his heel and your faith touched him? The Bible, I'm true here, the Bible says that Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that thought you had gone out of, not his heel, not his H-E-M, but he immediately knew that thought you, because of her faith, watch this in the text, yes, he knew that, I feel like I'm in my own bathroom preaching to myself now, she knew that virtue had came out of him, the H-I-M turned him, the H-I-M about in the press, and said, who touched me? He knew fear. Jesus never said who touched his heel, his H-E-M, but he said who touched him. He felt the virtue go out of not his H-E-M, him, but he felt the virtue go out of him. Ain't the Lord all right? And the Bible says in verse number 31, and his disciples said unto him, thou, look here, not unto the H-E-M, but they said unto the
neither did she need any witnesses of what was done. She knew that there was a change in her mind. There was a change in her body. She didn't need nobody to witness to her that she had received healing. She knew in herself that God had changed and healed her body. Stop counting on people to approve the God in you. Stop waiting on those to certify your testimony. You don't need a council of elders to certify you've been saved. You don't need the mother's board to tell you got the anointing. You don't need the deacon board to tell you God has called you to preach. All you need is a witness in your heart to tell you that God has called you and whom God calls, he qualifies. And then he qualifies, he justifies. Is there anybody here that's made up in your mind? You got to keep pressing on. Say yes. Yes. I got to keep pressing on. So this woman, trembling and fearing, knowing that something had been done. She went to the doctors, but never felt like this. Went to the specialist, but never felt like this. Paid all her money, but couldn't feel like this. But yeah, a little walk with Jesus. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. Your fainted cry, and he will answer by and by. Say yes, say yes, 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 yes. I'm so glad that I pressed on. I'm pressing on. The old saints used to sing a song years ago, and the song says, I'm pressing on, the upward way, to hunt some gaining, every day, still I pray, as I hold on, Lord, oh Lord, plant my feet, oh, on your ground, say yes. Yeah.
Jesus kept pressing on when he came down through 40
morning. I said Sunday morning. He kept on pressing. He got on with all power. If he had not a prayer, he wouldn't have received all power. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Keep moving. Don't stop. Get it, get it. Don't stop. Get it. Get it. Don't stop pressing. I know it gets hard. Know the road gets rough sometimes. But listen. If you stop in your storm, listen, I'm through preaching. If you stop in your storm, then the longer you will remain in the storm. If you stop in the storm, you stop moving forward, the longer you will remain in the storm. If you stop praising him, you stop worshiping him, if you stop devotion, you stop your devotion to him, the longer you will remain in the storm. But if you learn to press on, I'm through. If you learn to press on, you get through the storm faster. What do you mean by that, Brother Omar? What I mean, if you continue to praise God, it's real difficult to praise God and also have your mind on your problems. Matter of fact, I would say it's impossible. To praise him, to be dancing before him and worshiping him. It's impossible to be worshiping and worrying at the same time. Sister Pam, it's impossible to worship and worry at the same time. You got to choose. It's impossible to praise, to be praising him, and to get stuck in the press. You got to move forward. God bless you. Don't get stuck. Keep pressing forward. Praise Tabernacle, we can't get stuck. We got to keep pressing forward. We got to keep moving. There's higher heights. There's deeper depth. There's another soul that's waiting for Praise Tabernacle. Not talking about a building. I'm talking about the ministry. There's another soul waiting on you, evangelist. There's somebody else that's waiting on you that needs to hear you, that needs to hear your word, that needs to hear your testimony. Brother Deacon, there's another soul that's waiting on you. Brother Preacher, there's another soul. My sister, there's another soul. My brother, there's somebody else. Praise God, man. We ain't stop. We don't stop. We we just keeping it moving. That was a detour. We just went around. We kept pressing. We just found another way, a better way, a more efficient, a more effective way to keep doing what we were doing. And we thank God. God bless you on the day. I hope that I've said something that resonates in your mind. I hope I said something that pricks your heart. I hope I even said something that may have made you mad. One thing I know about people, if you make them mad, they'll remember it. If you make them mad, they'll remember it. Keep pressing on. Don't be distracted by the crowd. Don't be distracted by the noise. Don't even be distracted knowing that Jesus was on the way to help somebody else. That's a whole other message. Y'all know my preach a couple months ago about pit stops. Jesus was on his way. Jairus had to make the request. And Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house. And the woman wasn't concerned about where he was going. She was concerned about where he was at. Woo! Lord, let me get through here. She wasn't concerned about where Jesus was going. Some of you, my Uncle Curtis would say, you heard about the wrong thing. She wasn't concerned about where Jesus was going. She was too occupied about where he was currently at. That's why we say reach out and touch the Lord as he's going by. Don't be concerned about where he's going over there to do this for this one. No, you get yours while he's in your vicinity. You get yours while he's in your area, while he's in your neighborhood. Right now, while he's in your home, right where you are, Jesus is there. Because there's two or three, we're gathered in his name. He said, well, there's two or three gathered in the name, he'll be in the midst. So I came to tell you, right where you are, in your bathroom, in your living room, in your kitchen, in your car, just reach out and touch his him, the H-E-M, and let your faith touch him, the H-I-M. I'm through. All right. All right. Keep pressing on, beloved. We love you. We thank you. Amen. We want to raise our Sunday morning offering. Amen. We're going to raise our Sunday. We always want to take care of the church first, especially on Sunday mornings, first Sunday, third Sunday, fourth Sunday, fifth Sunday. Amen. We want you to give all the members and friends. I want it to be that Deacon Stanton says, Finance Minister, hey, we had a great support today. We had a great support with the finances today. I would love for Deacon Stanton to call and say, Pastor, hey, we had a great turnout. People really gave today. People really gave. I'm not there to watch the offerings and to see who's giving and how much you're giving. Y'all know that's never been my concern. Even though some folks tried to make it seem that way at one time, that's never been. You ain't going to make me do something that I don't do. Okay? You can't make me do. I've never been a preacher about money. I've never been that. I've always trusted in God. And I ain't going to let nobody make it seem like I've turned about money. If that's the case, I shouldn't be working a job, me and my wife both. Amen. But the devil in hell is a lie. Okay? Money has never been my motivation. Okay? Don't let nobody trick you into thinking we've turned about money. If that was the case, I'd do like some of these other pastors. I have all y'all back in the building. Okay? If that was my motivation, I'd be calling you and asking you why you ain't been giving. Okay? I'd be getting a report on who is and ain't giving and why he is. I'd be calling you. I'd be sending you a text saying we miss your offering. Okay? And let's just, y'all, I'm telling y'all, it's different now. It's different. Ain't no more running after. Ain't no more chasing just to be doing wrong. Let's just do right. You love the church. You love the minister. You love me. You love my wife. You love my children. Let's move it. Move it. Let's just do right. Okay? Let's just do right. There's always more for us than against us. And ain't that changed? If God be for us, then the who don't matter. And I'm standing on God. I'm standing on the word. I'm pressing on. If the doors open back up, ain't nobody in there but me and my wife and children, we'll close them doors and we'll come right back in here. And I keep preaching to whoever would like to hear me preach. If you don't want to see it, I keep preaching to those that are on the KIA. I can't even see who's on the radio. Can't hear them. I can see y'all on Facebook Live. But I don't even know who's on the KIA. I just get a report after. But I'm going to keep preaching. Till the day is done. I'm going to keep preaching. I'm going to keep ministering. I'm going to still be Pastor Omar. I'm still be Brother Omar. If those doors are closed, if we get back to that point, ain't nobody but me and my wife and children. We'll officially close them. And I'll be right back here preaching the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to preach till the day is done. You ain't got to worry about that. You got to ever worry about their word from the Lord, not when it comes to me. And if I'm tired, my wife is here. She'll pick it up. And if she's tired, we got some other elders and evangelists that are ready, that are capable. Got those tune in every Tuesday night. They're capable. Okay, and sitting on ready. So praise God now. We're going to keep on going. We're going to keep pressing on. Amen. So I'm starting with us. So I'm not down. We ain't mad at nobody. We thank God for amen, with everyone that's ever been a part of our ministry. Thank God for the impact they've made. Some folks ain't praying to come back. Some folks is blessing. Everybody that start with you ain't amen, ain't down to remain with you. Well, you don't hate them. They were just down a temporary time. They were just down. Paul had that situation. I think it was Mark, one of the ones that he unprofitable. He good for us now, but then later on he was, amen, he was profitable to the ministry. You know, we just keep moving. We keep pressing on. Evangelist Williams, amen. I mean, Evangelist Stevens, I got, amen, all the way in Texas. Hey, keep on going, Pastor. I'm going to listen to you. I'm with you. I got you. Amen. And she has done that. I thank y'all so much. Listen, not going to sing our song today. We just want to give. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be, you don't need to be, amen, excited to give. You just need to give from a cheerful heart. Amen. For the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Y'all know our Cash App Church. Cash App information is $877. Amen. I'm sorry. $PTC. That's it. 877. Thank you, Sister Kenya. It's out there on the screen. Church offering for Cash App is $PTC877. Let's do that. Let's begin to give now. Amen. Or you can call directly to our church financial officers. Amen. You can call 678-760-6056. Once again, the church Cash App. Amen. Church Cash App is $PTC877. Amen. $PTC877. Or you can call directly for those that need to give by PayPal, debit, or credit card. You can call our offices now at 678-760-6056. Amen. And if you're out there today, any member, any friend, amen, anyone that just passed through, and this word, the word of God on today has pricked your heart. You made up in your mind, you may have stopped pressing, you didn't want to do it no more, but after hearing this message on today, you have been encouraged. There's another fire in your soul. There's another fire in your belly. Amen. And the Stokes would say, I got to praise, and it's now in my belly. If that fire has been rekindled in you, and you would like to be a blessing to the word on today, we can never pay for the thoughts. We can't pay for it. But if I said something today, and the Lord has pricked or impressed in your heart to give a love offering just for the word on today, after you've given to the church, amen, but the Lord has pressed, be a blessing to Brother Omar. Be a blessing. Sow a seed. Be a blessing. Give a love donation to Bishop, to Brother Omar and his family. If that's you on today, we want to give you the information. It's out there on the screen also. Amen. Some of you may not have, Friday night, my wife took on the service. Amen. Thank God for those of you that gave on Friday night. Amen. But today, someone may not have given on Friday night, may not have had anything, but today, you would like the opportunity. We ask that you would do it now. Amen. Directly, if you want to send it to us directly, you can do it at $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. $OZ and the number 264. Once again, that's capital O, capital Z, and the number 264. Amen. May God bless you real good. May God bless you. Amen. Real good. Those of you that would like to do it by PayPal or debit or credit card, you can still call our church financial offices and just let them know this offering is for Brother Omar. This offering is for Pastor Omar. I'm using my debit or credit card and my PayPal that I would like for this offering to be given to Pastor Omar. Amen. Our finance committee, they will do it. You don't have to worry about them taking from me. They will do it. Amen. God bless you. Listen. Just want to make this announcement, and we're going to be closing starting this week. We still have our Monday Chaos Blog Talk with D&K Bible Break. That's with Elder Derek and Lady Keisha Oliver at 7 o'clock. Call in, listen to those, that dynamic husband and wife team. Call in and listen to them. Amen. Tomorrow at 7, Tuesday night, our Bible study, Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Same number talking at 7 o'clock. But starting this week, somebody say this week.
Yes,
amen. Starting this week on Thursday night,
We're going to be changing Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries. We're going to be changing it from Friday night for the fall season, for the fall months. We're going to change it from Friday night to Thursday night. Okay, we're going to change. So this Thursday night, clear your calendar. It's going to open back up your Friday night. Clear your calendar on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. Let the people know, hey, I got to be in church. Amen. Brother Omar and his family is going to be y'all start Thursday night. Invite somebody. I've seen our new members, Sister Bean. Amen. God bless you. Starting this Thursday night, it's going to be on Facebook. Elder Oliver is going to be making an announcement with Chaos, all our radio listeners. Starting this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. We're going to be back on 7 o'clock Thursday night with Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries. Remember, over here, it's a family affair. Amen. It's a family affair. Amen. So starting Thursday night, Bishop Omar Zachary Ministries will be on 7 o'clock. Okay, 7 o'clock. We'll be announcing it. We'll be doing it on Facebook so everyone will know. Okay, so thank you all so much. Thank you for your love, amen, and your support. I hope and pray that we said something today, amen, that will encourage your heart, that pricks your spirit, that will impress you to keep pressing on. Amen. Be encouraged and look up. And when you look up, God will show up. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. We thank you for allowing us to serve your people. We serve you by serving your people on today. And even the absent part of my family, my wife and my oldest two sons, pray that you will continue to touch them, strengthen them, and Zach to have a good day for today. I thank you for how you're yet touching, healing, and delivering. I thank you for the miracle and the progress that my nephew, Brother Dor, is making. I pray that you continue to strengthen his family, the Tate family, in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen the Bluett family. Touch Sister Asha. Continue to, we're praying for you. Complete healing, complete deliverance, and touch the family. Every family, Brother Freeman, I see him on. God, ask you to touch his family. Sister Kenya, touch her family. Every member of the Stokes family. God, so many of the people, the Daly family. Sister Thelma Thomas and her family, the whole family, my Millwood Park family, the church family, and my Millwood Park community family. Continue to touch them back to the Bible. Family. Oh God, all these people, every member of Praise Tabernacle, all our deacons, all our children, God, all our ministers, evangelists, God, continue to touch all of us, and we're going to glorify you, our visitors and friends, all of those that are listening to us through Chaos Blog Talk Radio, touch them in the name of Jesus, all over this world. We thank you for the increase that you have given us. That you've given us the amount of souls that we are reaching on a monthly, on a weekly, and on a daily basis. We thank you so much. We thank you. We pray that we never make you ashamed. In the name of Jesus. As we leave your place, but never this present, never your present, till we meet again, some on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, some on Tuesday, some on Thursday, some on next Sunday. We give you the glory. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20 tells us to go ye therefore and teach all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. God bless you. Amen.
Yes, baby.